Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and your preacher today as well on this memorial of the North American martyrs, Saints John de Brebeuf, Isaac Jogues, and their companions. My preaching today is entitled Faith and Doubt. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." And thus ends the reading. Faith and doubt. We think they're opposites, but really, if we're honest in our own lives, they're always together. Even the apostles, in the presence of the risen Jesus, had faith and doubted at the same time. Why would we think it'd be different for us? And Jesus' answer is not simply to say, "Quit your doubting." He says, "Go out into the world, do the work I will have you do, and I will be with you." And as we go out and do the work, and we experience Christ with us, then we can confront our doubts. Then they start melting away. Because in the moment, right now, they don't know. They're confused. It's so new. It's so different. But as the apostles start doing the work and feel the presence of Jesus still with them, then their doubts will start falling away. The same is true for the North American martyrs, who had such courage. They were tortured by Native Americans, went back to Europe, and decided, no, this is where we belong. This is where God is calling us, and came back to their deaths. Faith, overcoming their doubts, but only in the context of doing the work. So us, don't try and have faith first and then go out as a perfectly faithful person and start your preaching. Start your preaching with your faith and your doubts, and then look for Christ's presence with you in that work. You'll find it. And that's what will start chipping away at your own doubt. God bless you in that task today.